And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You might know these guys as Sean, Richie, Scott, Abs and Jay, but you may also know them as the band Five, and they are joining us on the show now.
Yay!
Coming to Australia.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Coming back to Australia. How good?
Yeah, we're so
excited. We can't wait, man.
We're so excited. It's been so overwhelming since we come back in the UK and started announcing shows, and then to get, you know, 25 shows in the UK and then end up doing getting Abs to stop chucking things in the drink. To end up doing 25 shows in the UK and then that to go overseas to Australia and New Zealand is overwhelming in a really positive way, and we can't wait.
We can't wait to have you. We're so excited. Abs, you know, welcome back to the band as well. It's so cool to see you all meshed back together. Have you got all your old gear? Are you getting the old tracksuits out? Because you had some really hot gear.
Firstly, it's good to be back. It's good to be back alongside with these beautiful gentlemen here, including Jason Brown, who went missing off of the radar and into the wilderness for far too long.
So wearing lots of shorts and searching the internet. Interesting things.
We're very, very glad to be back. But we're bringing back a pair of Jay's goggles.
Good.
He wore them in when the lights were out.
Amazing.
I tell you what, I think he was ahead of the curve.
Well, wearing frontwards, sideways this time.
I paint them with black spray paint. Spray paint on the inside first, then put them on.
Like a wasp.
And then try and do my stuff.
Like a wasp.
Yeah.
I like it.
Would you do it getting down?
I'll do it on the whole thing. Yeah. We're going to get all our old gear. That's how we're going to start the show. We're going to put it into a bonfire and step by it.
No!
You can only do that once, though.
Well, in preparation for this interview, I went back and watched a lot of your old clips. And as we all do, we all look so much younger back in the day. You guys looked incredible. What do you know now? What have you learnt now that you wish you knew all the way back then with touring? What are the little tips you wish you could tell yourself, your young self?
Not specifically for touring?
Yes.
For life.
maybe just for being back in the band.
For touring, I would say, you know, realise that there is a bedtime and go to bed, because you can burn the candle at both ends and it feels great at the time. But when you wake up in the morning and you've got to travel to a show, it doesn't feel as good. So I would tell my younger self, just maybe have a couple of drinks and go to bed.
Go to bed at 2 a.m., not 6 a.m.
Good.
Like, for instance, when we were in Manchester, because that was kind of my home show, because I live not far from Manchester, all my friends came, like all my old school friends who were like, I was like really close friends.
This is in what year?
In probably what, 2000? 2000 when we did the tour. And I was dancing on the bar in the hotel with one of my oldest friends. Both of us just in our boxer shorts. At 5:45 in the morning when we had a show that night.
Ooh.
So I'd tell myself,
Go to bed.
Sounds like good
Maybe
advice.
Don't drink 15 pints of spirits.
Sounds like wild times. And you guys sort of did know a lot of the other bands that were moving around in those circles and around that sort of late 90s, early noughties time. Can I ask, maybe Sean, which Spice Girl goes hardest?
Funny you've said that, because at that time I was with Melanie C, and she was there on that bar at that doing that. Mel goes pretty hard.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know who goes hard, but I know that Mel B lived like in the next sort of town from me, so like not far at all, like maybe like a mile away from me when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I didn't know her.
Yeah.
You could hear her patting and partying from that.
But it's quite pretty good that she, you know, she became Spice Girl. I became a spice boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sean's paprika spice.
How are you all going with the choreography? Because, you know, I mean, the moves from back in the day, there was a lot of jumping around and that. Are we still going to see a bit of that, Scott? Or is it kind of a bit more mellow nowadays?
No, absolutely. Like, you know, when we say we're coming back and doing this show, we're not just, you know, sort of half-heartedly doing these shows. We really are going to be bringing... And honestly, speaking, our best show we've ever done. All the dance moves will be there. All the singing, all the dancing.
I even think we should bring that chest pump back, you know.
Oh, yes!
I've got to do one for you guys.
Now, you guys do understand, obviously, the tour is taking place through May. We can't wait to see you here in Victoria at Melbourne at Rod Laver Arena. But if... The worst case scenario should happen and England happen to knock off Australia in the Ashes, you know we're going to be closing the border to any UK people coming back in here to Australia. So just be prepared.
We've got friends on the inside. We're getting through. Yeah, the show's happening.
We've all got hats with corks on them.
In disguise.
The car's more important, so...
you're not scaring us. You know what? I hate to disappoint you, but there's not one person in this band that pays any attention to cricket.
Fair enough.
I don't like cricket. Hey, I love it.
You guys, surely some of you have kids now and they would be of an age where they can realise what dad does. Do they give a shit?
Yeah, that's cool.
They do actually. They're at the age now where they've seen the YouTube clips and they've, you know, and they're so excited. We just recently done a show with Robbie Williams, that we went on stage with Robbie to sing Keep On Moving, and my twins and my 18-year-old got to go and see it, and they were so proud of me, and it was a real moment. And
65,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
All of our kids are so proud, and it's a real big moment for us.
Yeah, my twins, Francois and Benjamin, don't give a shit. I ain't got kids. My father did.
Now,
Francois and Benjamin.
Yeah. A lot of your songs are obviously iconic, and many of us put it on to get up in the day. I mean, Get On Up, especially Sean, when you start off with, I woke up today with this feeling, better things are coming my way. Sometimes that needs to get me out of bed, yeah? Do you listen to yourself? Do you have to put yourself on sometimes to get yourself up and about?
Sean does all jobs.
I meant to say yes. Well, let's just go with, yeah, I do, yeah.
Four of us go round to his house every morning and wake him up with a full rendition.
Amazing. Love that.
He doesn't find it creepy at all.
That's the dream.
It's a really positive song, and when we did it back in the day, we could never, ever anticipate how big it would become and that people, you know, how much it means to people's lives. I definitely didn't predict that.
I had an ex-girlfriend once who accused me of repeatedly driving past their house, blasting five tunes. you keep driving past, playing five tunes, and I was like, no.
Oh, it's just me and the boys in the car.
That is one of the strangest things you've
ever
said.
It just popped in the head. Because I remember how funny it was.
But the question is, why were you doing it?
Yeah. Yes.
Which game would you play if he was going to do it?
Everybody get up.
Well, guys, we are super excited for you guys to get down to Australia. Sean, Richie, Scott, Abs, and J5. Tickets go on sale at TEG Dainty on Friday. We cannot wait to see you back doing your thing.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, D-Long.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.